What was the thing that happened that allowed you guys to really want to sacrifice? Because I want to make that connection, Luis, between that Diamondbacks team and this Suns team. Guys, you know, on this Suns team are told, you know, you don't have that much talent on your team. You've got 9 new players on this team. But every single one of them, and we've got a quote coming up here in a second from a couple of the players, every single one of them talks about the fact that they don't care. All they care about is winning.
Oh, and you know what? I think a lot of times it's the drive that the athletes have is when someone says that they can't do it. And when you believe in your own heart that you can do it, despite of the obstacles or circumstances that you have, you're going to go out there and try to prove people wrong. And I think the Suns did that when they were down 3-1 in the, I think it was the L.A. series. Sure. And there's been many.
There were 2 L.A. series, so you definitely hit the mark there.
Yeah, the Clippers.
Either
the,
one.
The Lakers series.
The Lakers, yeah.
But, you know, and last year or a couple years back with Boston winning the World Series, they were down early in the playoffs to the Yankees, and nobody believed that they were going to come back, and they did. So I think a lot of times the drive that the players have and the will that they want to prove people wrong when everybody says, the year we won the World Series, we were the oldest team in baseball. And we heard all year how this team can't win, they're too old. And, you know, we just came together and said, you know, we want to prove to everybody that we can still do this. And, you know, with all the obstacles, with the 9/11 and all the things happening in New York, we were the underdogs going in. Here was one of the greatest teams in the 90s, the Yankees. They won so many world titles, and those teams like that, and the Lakers of the old, are very far and few. Like the New England Patriots, those guys won so many championships. You don't find teams like that so very often. You just have to have a good mixture of guys. Those guys have to get along together in the clubhouse. In our sport, we're together so many days in a row and so long that if you don't get along, it makes for a long season. So guys have to find a way to come together and then be a family.